Hey everyone, it's Kat Kruger, your GM at D20 Dames. We've got a lot of spooky vibes going on in the start of Season 2. Last time, the Dames had narrowly escaped from the clutches of the Raven Queen's minions, but not before a Shadow Dancer issued a cryptic warning. We left off with the adventuring party fleeing from danger in the Crooked Forest, but Bud, the treant sapling, is still AWOL, and Leader Rawlings barely survived the encounter with the Shadar Kai. Let's pick up from there. Alright, so you wind down the path past the dead Shadar Kai that Karen had dispatched earlier, and you find your way back into the clearing where you found Rod and Bud's missing plot.
Karen's gonna say, well, I can't think of a better reason to keep going to Daggerford, but, I mean, if you guys aren't convinced, we're being hunted by the Raven Queen now, cool.
I mean, we're always being hunted by something, right? Time, death.
Hags. I mean,
what?
That was what? Very specific.
Eggs. It's an egg allergy.
Huh. Okay. I didn't know we had chickens coming after us too.
I could swear I mean, thought you said hags.
Riot. It's because you stayed at the farm when I visited. The chickens really didn't like me.
I got an egg immunity. All right.
Yeah.
The force looks the same, right? Like, we're not seeing any rustle. I mean, not the same, but we're not seeing any, like, rustling in the shadows because they don't really... Well, they kind of know where we went, right? Like, the path?
Yeah, they know where you went, but it seems like they didn't give chase.
Well, Karen, sounds like we're doing your plan, huh?
Exactly. Let's go. Come on.
Let's get Lita back to halfway. Actually, should we get Lita back to Phandalin? Do you need more care than we can... then you can get in halfway?
Oh, no, I just need a bit of a rest. Bit shook up. What with the, what they had said back there.
About someone being the one they need?
Indeed. She sort of glances over at Riot. She looks a little bit concerned.
So, how did you guys find yourselves out here again? I ask as we could continue walking back toward halfway.
Sure.
We were investigating just the strange goings-on that Lita describes, and we were tracking. We thought it was just a lone Shadar Kai, you know, just one by itself.
Okay.
But as we were following it, we ended up, you know, ambushed by more of them and ravens, and just, it was... much more than we expected.
We're vastly underprepared. Ashamed to admit it.
Sounds like a trap to me.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way.
In hindsight, yes. But rarely do traps seem so obvious.
Well, I mean, Karen's pretty good at it, I'm not gonna lie. She got me a couple times.
Shortly after you'd taken care of some of the creatures around the Crooked Forest, I thought I'd be able to find her in the woods here, but I suppose you've heard of the business that went on with the Angry Eye God and the goblins and the adventuring party that passed through, resolving that issue. Sildar likely told you the story.
Yeah, I don't think it went well for them.
No, indeed not. Mm-mm. But the adventuring party, they passed through halfway and left a flyer. One of theirs has gone missing. Thought perhaps this was tied to it. And she pulls out a flyer. And Riot, do you want to make an intelligence check?
Oh, yeah. Can she also make an art critic check?
Yes.
All right.
You're scrutinizing that a little long, aren't you, Riot?
Intelligence is not her strong suit. So that's a six.
It doesn't look familiar to you, but
Like, is the artist so bad I can't even tell, like, what? Like, are there paired organs, like two eyes, two ears?
You see, it's a fairly decent portrait of a wood elf, a paladin. And the, if anybody wants to read the flyer, it says, the Hallow Champions seek our missing companion, Andraste Rothanal, last seen near Wave Echo Cave. Though we dispatched the angry eye god that had so plagued the region, our paladin disappeared without a trace shortly thereafter. There's the portrait of her, and then it says at the bottom, we offer a handsome reward of 300 gold pieces for a safe return. You may find us at Trollclaw Ford, where our next adventure lies.
Oh.
Was there like a reward money on there? I didn't quite.
Karen turns to Riot and says, Riot, do not take that flyer. We're not adding another person to the missing persons list. Let's go.
You're right. I just...
Well, I thought perhaps that it was related. But if it doesn't ring a bell, then I suppose you hadn't met these so-called Hallowed Champions.
No. Although I'm surprised we didn't encounter them in racquetball with Sildar.
They didn't seem the type. They were quite... stiff.
Sounds like they could use it then. Jeez. All right. So are we back in?
Yeah.
You can
make your way safely to the Cumbute Inn. Lita can set you up at the inn overnight. She can pour up some drinks for you and some cheeses to go with the breads. And you're able to rest up there for the evening if you'd like.
This mead taste, well, it tastes amazing, Lita, first of all. But then to the side, she kind of says, this kind of tastes not like a congratulations mead, but like, I don't know. It's like a half. I don't know what I'm saying. Never mind.
Oh, do go on. Could use a bit of company after what happened in the forest there. I'm real shook up after what she said there. What do you suppose it meant?
Oh. Well, it couldn't be you. I mean, you're the nicest person I know with like 8 jobs. So I think you'd know if you had a 9th one. Like,
she laughs at that. Well, if you're trying to cure me with humor, you're doing a good job of it.
Wish I could do it with Karen. Jeez, she's been a fussy bucket since we met up with her.
Is Karen just sitting right next to you?
I'm speaking at full volume too.
Karen's probably in a corner somewhere just stuffing her face full of food very rudely. And yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, at least she's enjoying herself in some primal way.
For once.
That's all I want. Yeah. Now, Riot puts a hand on Lita's shoulder. No, don't worry. We'll figure it out, but I'm sure it's meant for one of us troubled ones. She kind of looks at her group.
I mean, I'm physically between two worlds, geographically, two countries. But that can't be it.
You sure haven't been trouble for me.
Thank you.
She looks over at Riot. The lots of you, I mean.
Riot looks at Rose. No, Rose, I don't think they were talking about you. I think she was talking about me.
Why you? Well, I mean, you are special. Don't get me wrong. You're special.
Why are you making quotes with your fingers when you say that word?
It's how we emphasize clarity and intention in what we're saying in Shulang.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Bolding. It's bolding our spoken word.
I mean, she could mean Lariah. I don't know anything about her, you know. She's looking right at Lariah.
Well, I can certainly vouch for Lariah. She's a lovely, lovely companion. She's been quite the aid with the guild. I doubt I would have survived to see you. Had she not been there with me.
Thanks, Lita. Mm-hmm. That means a lot to me. You're dope too.
She just all right. She just goes psh and just waves at you.
All right, I'll tell you before Karen does, because she's been a real champ for not saying anything. But I have an infernal legacy, like our bloodline, like most tieflings. So,
well, that explains the devilish charm then.
Oh. Riot smiles and just like vogues a little bit, like puts her talons under her chin and keeps like posing her head different ways. Yes, it is. I'm tied to a certain demon with she gives me certain qualities about myself and runs her own prison in hell. So maybe sort of the reason I was okay for so long with being in my own prison. She looks around.
There are awkward cricket sounds happening in the inn.
But
Lariah super subtly just sort of like nods at Riot and kind of like tilts her head to the side like she wants to speak with her privately, but also I don't know how you would motion this, but also motions that like we can wait till later, but I need to talk to you.
Okay. Oh, like eyes getting wide, then narrow, then wide again.
Like. Yeah, but then like a sort of like pats her hand down to like later, yeah, but yeah. I need to talk to you in private. Yeah.
But like it really should happen. But like definitely.
But like I see that you're having a moment, and you can like whatever. But we should talk.
Like jerks the thumb behind you, but then goes no straight palm. Like it can wait. Like we'll cut it off. But then okay, yeah.
And then she sort of like whisper screams, I need to talk to you later.
Yeah.
Rose looks up from her food and drink and she's like, wait, what's happening?
Lita's just going to sort of, she was going to put her hand over on Riot, but then that happened. And then so she withdraws and she says, well, I'll top up the glasses then, or the mugs. And she goes behind the bar and refills everybody's drinks.
Thank you, Lita.
Thank you.
She raises a mug up and says, cheers to sisters. Sisters in combat.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Huzzah! but Karen's mug's been refilled, right? So she's like...
lapping it out of the top.
I thought you were an elf form.
Yeah, it was a joke. I can make jokes, all right?
I guess. I don't know.
So, Lariah and Riot, do you want to, like, there's rooms above. There's the bar is empty at this point because Lita had sort of shut it down. You can go out to the well or upstairs or just find a private corner if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, private corner's probably fine.
Hey, listen, Lariah, I think you're great, but I'm kind of interested in someone else.
Yeah, that's not why I asked you to talk to me.
Okay.
I don't know how to say this without potentially insulting you, which I want to start by saying is definitely not my intention. That Shatter Kai back there mentioned someone who's close to a demon's heart and between two worlds. And it sounds like it might be the case that you could be considered demonic in some ways. And halfway is between two worlds. So I just wanted to say that I'm a little bit worried about Lita.
Oh my God, you're right. I'm so stupid. Oh my God. All right. Oh gosh.
That was all I wanted to say, but I didn't want to put it out there and potentially... You know, I know that she was shaken up by it, and I don't want to worry her more if it's nothing, but I felt like we can't just rule that out as a possibility.
Yeah. Well, good news. We just left her alone, so maybe we should go back inside.
I'm there.
Okay. You want to come with us, by the way? You're pretty clever. You got some cool spells I've never seen.
I mean, I just told you that Lita might be in danger and you want me just to leave her by herself?
No, oh my God. No, I meant like the next place we go.
I'll definitely think about it, but let's get this figured out first before we make any other decisions.
Okay, priorities. Riot goes to look for Lita.
Lita's just sort of tiredly cleaning behind the bar. She looks like she's ready to go to sleep at any moment.
Yeah. Riot puts her hand on top of her hand and her bar rag. Hey, we got this. You have had a long day, brink of death, so you should go sleep, and we'll clean up around here, and we're also going to guard your door, just for no reason, just because, like, you, again, came so close to death, so if you see a tiefling-shaped shadow silhouette, it's just me.
She reluctantly agrees. You notice that her hand sort of just lingers beneath yours, though. And then she nods and lets you clean up and puts a hand on your shoulder and says, I can't thank you enough for coming to my aid. She just laughs a little nervously and looks around the room and just sort of squeezes your shoulder. Thank you. I'll see you in the morning then. And she heads upstairs.
Make sure you light your fireplace, or like, don't sleep in the dark. Loria calls out after her.
For no reason, just don't.
We're all doing it. It's a trend. It's called winter.
Like Sildar's daughter.
Oh gosh. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a child.
And Lariah, did you tell everyone else about your suspicions?
I mean, Lariah will keep it to herself even once Lita's upstairs. She just wanted to tell you because it seemed like you were close, but mm-hmm. she doesn't really know any of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So she's not saying it.
It's late into the evening, and the storm that has been brewing makes its way from the Crooked Forest to the little hamlet here, and the rain outside is coming down really hard. So you're all sort of gathered inside the inn. Lita has just retired. Karen is in a corner drinking. What are the rest of you doing?
Rose is huddled under her cloak by the fire.
Riot is kind of sitting at the foot of the stairs where she positioned herself so she can still see Lita's door.
Mm-hmm. Lorai is probably relaxing with a drink and maybe in conversation with Rose and Riot about what could be going on in the Crooked Forest, maybe trying to engage them in conversation about what they know that's been going on so far.
Rose peeks her head out from under her cloak and, huh? Oh, yeah. Just, sorry, got entranced a little bit by the flames.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like, she's looking at the door, all sad and mad at the same time. One eye for each. What about you, Lariah? Do you have any past dealings with the Shatterkai?
No, I've never dealt with them myself. I've heard a little bit about them, but that's not what I expected when I came here. This isn't anything like what Lita was telling me you've been dealing with in the Crooked Forest lately. So, no, I don't really know much about them.
They're not from here, are they? Karen's gonna kind of pipe in from. From her corner where she is listening, but pretending like she's not listening.
Listen, you guys don't want to know about them. Trust me.
Why not?
I feel like knowing is half the battle or more.
That sounds familiar, but...
Yeah. My abbot always said that knowledge is power.
Listen, what do you know about the Shadowfell?
It's an echo of this plane.
Yeah, and it's a dark echo, if you ask me. You keep talking about the Raven Queen like you have some knowledge of that too. Listen, this is serious stuff here.
I mean, look at our faces. We know it's serious. We're not like just joking around here making references that none of us understand. We're concerned, especially for Lita.
Yeah, it just seems like you're dealing with things that are a little above your head, you know? And we could get going and move on and, you know, keep looking for the Sibs and, you know, just get out of here. It's not safe.
I know it's not safe, but I think we need to stay here at least one more night and just make sure Lita's okay. Like, or, you know, after she's had some time to rest up, we can, you know, give her the information we think we have.
And our friend Bud is still missing.
Oh, Bud. Oh, yeah. Okay. The tree thing. Yeah. Okay. Oh, cool.
Listen, I know we didn't have a lot of trees in our dungeon tower, but this tree
I know plenty
is...
about trees. I'm a wood elf, okay? I know about trees. I have lots of respect for trees, but, you know, there's a time and place, so...
Well, maybe, like she said, you can just stay for one more day and try to figure things out. But it would certainly help if you have knowledge of these things, if you could share them with us, because I intend to stay here and try to figure this out.
Listen, I know what us elves know. We talk about, you know, we know about the Shadowkai. They were elves, and they chose a different path. They chose to follow the Raven Queen, and it's, you know, it's sad and a little scary even for me. And I just, trust me, they just want to cause chaos and impress her.
Where do you think they're coming from? My limited knowledge of the Shadowfell is that there's only a few places that you can pass between the planes, and where did these Shadowkai come from?
That's a great idea. I think that's going to take a little bit more than a day to figure out. So I'm not your girl. I don't know.
Yeah, especially in this town, there's barely a library.
Well, there's that little one with Involo's Wake.
Yeah, the new
yeah,
one.
Yeah, like I said, barely. I'm acknowledging a book holding shelf of some kind. Protection from the elements. Who am I talking to? excuse me, who am I talking to? No. I think at this point, Riot might is pulling out Hollow's Edge, her blue leaf bow, and is polishing it. You know, because she used it, so you gotta keep it clean and, you know, smooth, get the dirt out of it. And is looking at it and the intricate designs, and then looks up at Loria, and then looks back down at her bow, and looks back up at Loria. Hey, Loria, you're a druid, right?
Yes. Why do you ask?
Excellent. I was wondering if you don't mind, like, looking at my bow. I was told that a druid could actually, you know, attune it or make it, you know, like, as hard as steel for me. It's from a treant. It's very, I had to do a lot of work and meditation to get this, you know?
Isn't that all personal for someone you just met?
I mean, she's got time. I could pay you. I'm sorry, that was so rude of me. We're not in the habit of doing favors around here, but If you give me a price, I might be able to meet it. I did harvest this in the name of Sylvanas, so it can only do good. It can only keep the balance, actually.
I mean, I'd be happy to take a look at it, but that might be a little bit beyond my abilities at this point.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, just at least look at it. But don't charge me for looking. I'll buy you a drink for looking. How about that?
I don't require any payment for looking.
Swell. Riot walks over to Laura and like puts the bow down on the table, gently.
All right, Laura, would you like to do a nature check?
Sure. That is a 20.
Excellent.
Bay, 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 bay. All the nature. Give me that good nature.
All right. So you look at the wood, and you, from what Bryant has said, it is definitely blue leaf. You know that it's a fairly common tree in Faerun. Most people use it for dye or wood. But what you understand from what Riot is saying is that there are some druids, high level druids, and Velodni craftsfolk who can make weapons and armor out of this this blue leaf tree, and it's known as blue wood. And blue wood is magically treated to become as hard as steel, but also weigh about half as much. It is definitely beyond your knowledge at this point, but you might be able to point right in the right direction when you get to a bigger city through some of your contacts.
Okay. Lariah will tell Riot that.
Verbatim.
Yeah. All of that good information verbatim. There you have it.
Cool, thanks. I love a good recommendation. Or a recommendation. I shouldn't say good. I don't know, but no. Thank you for looking.
I can assure you my recommendations are always excellent.
Right, takes the bow back and has to polish where Lariah touched it a bunch. So.
Lariah does her best not to look offended.
I'm just polishing it the same amount I would.
So Karen, when you're looking around, you do notice that there's a whole bunch of weapons around the walls. This is your first time being in the Combute Inn. Is everybody else, have you set your weapons down on tables or?
No, Lariah will still have her scimitar strapped to her.
Rose's staff is resting next to her out on the hearth.
Riot's fully equipped still, just in case. She's kind of like, her flag and a veil is on one of the steps, and she kind of like leans over and like sips it, but without using her hands.
Did you grab one of those hollow sticks from the forest? Bamboo.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah. I get this weird tickle in my throat though. There's a splinter in there.
Karen's gonna walk up to Riot and kind of eye her bow. And she'll cross her hands or cross her arms and say, "Yeah, blue leaf. I mean, I could have told you about that. It's just, you know, it's no big deal, you know. Druid stuff, whatever."
Well, I mean, I want it to be like, you know, as hard as steel, but not weigh as much, so, which would be rad, you know. Can only carry so much, apparently. Or get buffer, I guess. One of the two, right? Like, you and me, remember? Our two-a-days?
So what happened to the bow I made you? I mean, I thought bone was pretty light and pretty malleable, and it just made it, I don't know, thought it made a pretty good bow, so.
No, my bow bone was the best gift I've ever received. But when the wizened mage Zerker, you know, threw us to our separate areas, it was attached to me, and all I have is like a tiny shattered piece. I don't know what happened to the rest of it. I've been looking for it.
Well, you have a piece of it?
Yeah.
I mean, it must be out there somewhere then, the rest of it.
Oh, I mean, finding you guys was kind of more important than finding a weapon, don't you agree? Technically, we're weapons.
Yeah, yeah, but Karen still has like a kind of like, this is maybe the first time you've seen her kind of perk up this entire time. Being such a grump.
Is it because she's part dog? She wants a bone to chew on.
She does love bones.
Asking for a furry friend.
It's the same size as these wood picks that keep coming out of this hollow stick I'm sipping through, so I don't know how good it's gonna do you.
No, I mean, it's just it's a clue, basically. Like, it's, you know, the other part's somewhere, so I don't know, just things have been pretty grim lately, and I just, you know, that's a little glimmer of hope. That those are memories, that bow, and whatever.
Riot puts her hand on Karen's shoulder. No, all your feelings are completely valid. That is not a sentence I ever thought I would say, by the way, but here we are.
Karen.
I've said this a lot, but you've changed, and I'm still trying to figure out if that's good or not, but Yeah.
What?
Present Riot is awesome, Riot.
Aww. Thank you, Rose. She like opens up her coin bag and she's like, wait, I don't have to tip her. Karen, I think change is always good, especially, I mean, we're not in prison anymore. Come on. Like,
yeah.
Especially coin change.
Ah. Right. But, snaps it closed.
Listen, you don't have to tell me about change. I know all about change. So I'm sorry if I'm not too happy to be here right now, but I was excited to find you and I'm excited to, you know, find the rest of our siblings and move on from here. It just doesn't seem like you want to move on.
Of course I want to move on. We've just make sure the people that have helped us, which again is a foreign concept, people that have helped us, we, you know, make sure we don't leave them worse off than when we found them.
Well, like this person right here, you just met this person.
Are you Mariah. Pointing at Lariah? I can't. It's dark in here.
I do have my hand
or
out.
Or Rose. In real life.
I figured process of elimination. Well, you don't know how long Riot and Rose really have known each other, so you could feel like Rose has only known Riot for a smidgen of time.
Actually, let me amend that. What Karen says is, you've just met these people, and kind of points to the group.
Well, we've also been through a lot of adventures together, and they helped me find you. They have been constantly helping me look for my siblings. So I don't see why we can't combine our two packs, or three, she looks at Karen meaningfully, and be one big family. I'm not going to say happy. We don't even know what happy is, so.
All right, you want a day here to figure stuff out? All right.
I mean, at least until we, you know, recharge our batteries. I don't know what a battery is, but the word came to me. I think it's like a battering, it's like, you know, the batteries, it's like what I call these little fists of mine, like, I'm going to batter through something, you know?
Yeah, little battering rams. So they're
Yeah. Batteries just sounds, it sounds so good.
Rose has kind of tilted her head to the side, finger on her chin, thinking about what Riot has just said, and nods approvingly, saying, 4 would be... be closer to a circle than a triangle, which is, yeah. Yeah.
Lorelai was just sort of like looking at Rose like, yeah, 4 is closer to a circle, I guess. What are you talking about?
Oh, I was talking about the Sistrin Circle, the legendary group of women adventurers.
And have you ever heard of them, Lorelai?
I don't know if I have. I mean, it sounds vaguely familiar. I'm not sure.
Do you want to do an intelligence check?
Yeah.
Let's make Lariah do everything. Yes.
Prove yourself.
Yeah.
Well, this is just like in a television show. A new character is introduced in episode 1, and episode 2 or 3 is really when they hit their stride and get the character development. So really, this is the Lariah show, this episode. We're just here to make you shine.
Lariah got a 10.
You think that Lita might have mentioned it in passing at some point. You think that her grandmother might have been a part of the circle?
Yeah, Lita's mentioned this before. I don't know too much about it.
Well, it's a group of adventurers, like we said. and they fill her in, Starwipe.
Oh, so you're trying to make your own circle then?
Well, we've kind of enjoyed the comparisons or the shared feelings of ambition, goals, squad goals, really.
I mean, as Rose put it, we've pretty much just been aligned for a bit between the two of us. So when Karen showed up, we were the Sistrin triangle, but now we can be a rectangle or a square.
Or a trapezoid.
Oh, yeah.
Or a rhombus.
Yeah, you certainly got plenty of shape options.
All of them would be quadrilaterals, right?
I can feel us losing Lariah Rose. Let me top off everyone's drink.
This has been D20 Dames Geometry for everybody listening.
So while Riot is pouring up drinks, what did you want to do? Did you want to formulate a plan now, head to sleep first?
Rose has gone over to kind of press her head against the windows of the inn, kind of looking out at the storm that's coming, trying to get a sense of how bad the storm is, and also just kind of worrying about Bud.
Okay. The storm, it's a very heavy rainfall out there. It's sort of taking down some of the leaves that have just started to turn color, and it's just coming down really hard.
I double check the lock, or plural locks, on the door and turn back around, and I think at this point that we can just really turn in and rest up and figure out what to do in the morning.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
You're gonna pick up your staff from the hearth?
Yes.
No reason. The DM just asked you specifically.
Well, she left it there, and you're so Lita has shown you before she went up to sleep the rooms that you can take up. It's a very slow season here in Halfway, so all the rooms are available.
Okay, I will take the northernmost room.
Okay.
Riot puts her stuff outside Alita's door and like grabs like some pillows.
Aww.
Hey, Riot, take your own pillows.
Okay. You guys figure out what rooms you'll be in, and I'll just grab pillows from that other non-room that's taking or non-occupied.
Thank you.
Karen doesn't sleep is a thing that you don't know about Karen, but she doesn't sleep. So she's not going to go anywhere.
Nurse that drink.
Yeah, exactly. She really likes the corner that she's made for herself, and she's feeling comfortable there. So she kind of heads back, and she doesn't sleep, but she kind of meditates for a few hours, which kind of gives her the benefit of sleep. And so she's just kind of sit there and think and kind of plan out, but she's not even going to acknowledge that you guys are all going to sleep, honestly.
Look at that, right? You get the pillows from two rooms.
Yeah, Lariah will start to head to her room, and on our way past Riot, we'll just say, hey, in the morning, I think you should be the one to talk to Lita about what we talked about earlier. She needs to know what's going on just so she can protect herself, and I think it should come from you.
Okay, I mean, if that makes sense to you, you're her guild member or guildmate, so okay, I can do that.
I just feel like I don't want to be. The thing is that what we heard was that it's someone who's close to a demon's heart, and that feels like kind of a personal conversation.
I don't know what you mean.
Fair enough. Lara's just gonna drop it.
Nope, figure it out.
Yep. Like, all right, this isn't my business. You do you.
You tried. You tried.
Hey, listeners, it's Kat again. Thanks as always for joining us here on the podcast and on social media. We love hearing from you. This week, we'd like to give a special shout out to @Goldberg337, who made amazing D20 Dames pancake art. Who knew that was even a thing? Also, Tessa RPG Casts was interviewed for a special International Podcast Month newsletter recently and recommended a ton of shows, including us and other wonderful actual play podcasts like Fate and the Fable Maidens. Word of mouth really helps us reach new listeners, as we don't do a ton of advertising for the show, so it's always wonderful to get these recommendations.
If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. And if you reach out, we might even give you a special shout out here. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is powered in part by listeners, like you. Want to help support the show? Head on over to patreon.com/d20dames to see all of the perks of being a D20 Dames patron. Get access to exclusive diaries and doodles, receive postcards throughout the year with some of our favorite scenes, and get fancy swag like stickers, t-shirts, and more. You could even name an NPC, and who knows, maybe I'll get to play them. We've got Patreon tiers starting at just $2 a month, and every single patron makes a huge difference to us. Thanks to current patrons like Ken J, Nicole M, and Jacob H, we've been able to help offset episode production costs, hosting fees, event production, and more. Want to join Ken, Nicole, and Jacob? Visit patreon.com/d20dames and become a patron today.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middle Essence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames. What's a Patreon? What's a Middle Essence? What's a production?